Well, I know what I don't want for Christmas, and it's for the porn industry to get into my child's private computer usage. Melissa Thompson, Vice President of Research at NCOS, the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, is here to talk about the porn industry actually suing so that your kids can watch porn. This can't be true. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Yes, tragically, it is true.
What is wrong with them?
Well, you know, they have had carte blanche for the past 20 years to access children, and people, states across the country are waking up to the harm that's been done to children because there have been no meaningful ways to age gate their access to pornography. Congress tried to do something about this back in the late 1990s and passed the law the Child Online Protect Act, but unfortunately, it got struck down by the Supreme Court in a big decision back in 2004 called Ashcraft v. ACLU. And basically what the court said was that anything besides having a filter on a computer was too much of a burden on adults. Okay, so they're more concerned about adults. They're not concerned about what children might be exposed to. So that means for the past 20 years, if you didn't have filters, if you weren't like really working like 24/7 to make sure your kids weren't seeing this stuff, they very easily could, because you know filters, they've improved over the past few years, but by no means are foolproof in terms of keeping children safe from accessing this kind of material.
Well, I know for a fact that some of the kids who are on Facebook who are little lied about mm-hmm. their age to get their account. Nobody checks anything. You don't have to prove anything. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything. So I don't know how you can stop them.
Well, there's now new technology. So things, the positive that in terms of where we are now is that technologies have radically improved, and there are new ways to verify a person's age to make sure that when they access a particular site, that they're of legal age. This is done all the time for gambling platforms or for buying, you know, guns or something online like that. Mm-hmm. And it's time that that also be applied to sites that are trying to hook our kids on sexually explicit material. When I was talking about this technology, I think it's really important for people to know that there's a big difference between verifying a person's age online and verifying their identity. And so what we're talking about here is age verification. Mm-hmm. This is a very safe process which protects people's privacy. You don't have to like give out. You're actually giving out less information than if you showed your ID at some kind of adult bookstore, you know, or a pornography shop. Mm-hmm. So it's a very safe process that will help keep more of our kids safe from seeing this kind of material.
So how does it work? Like, I have my little guy who's 9, my grandson. Mm-hmm. Anything that he tries to download on his computer or tablet is mm-hmm. attached to my email. So it has to send a permission to my email, and I have to permit before he can do anything. And he hates it. But I don't know. I've caught several adult predators trying to get a hold of him through that. And so I'm like, no. I mean, I haven't caught them doing anything nefarious, but trying to contact him.
But, yeah, you don't want strangers accessing your children online, for sure.
But how does the process work to stop this?
Well, what's happened now, so 19 states have passed laws requiring age verification of web. In other words, that you would have to be above 18 or above to access websites that obtain a substantial amount of sexually explicit material. The case in particular that we're talking about today, that's going to the Supreme Court, has come out of Texas. So Texas is one of the states that passed a law like this, mm-hmm. and the Free Speech Coalition, which it's the front for the pornography industry, so don't be fooled by their name.
Right.
It's a trade group that's representing the pornography industry. They have sued the state of Texas, saying that this law is just too cumbersome, it's so terrible, that we're going to make people establish that they're over 18 or over to access this kind of horrible material that they make available on their platforms. So they're suing Texas, and it's come up now to the Supreme Court. So, you know, we're watching and waiting now. All the case documents have been filed, and there'll be oral arguments in the case in January.
Well, there are a few more people with common sense on the Supreme Court right now, so hopefully that will make the difference that we need, because you need to be an adult to absorb this kind of imagery, because it changes you as a human being, and it's just so dang evil. It's just evil.
Well, you've raised a really good point about the dangers of it. I mean, it's dangerous whether you're a child or an adult, because, as you say, it does change you, and there's plenty of research that backs that up. But what we know is the younger you see it, the more profound those changes are, the longer lasting, the harder they are to change. Basically, pornography has the power to change people's sexual arousal templates. Mm-hmm. And over time, people become basically, I don't know, not immune, but you don't get the same level of pleasure or sexual excitement from the material you began with, right? So people have to, migrate mm-hmm. to other more extremes of material. And so I'm firmly convinced that this is what has given rise to the explosion of online child sexual abuse material, because a certain percentage of people, not all pornography users, but some of them are going to migrate to material that involves children, just because they go there because they are no longer satisfied with the so-called vanilla pornography.
Which is so sad. There's so many divorces because of pornography addictions and demands in bedrooms of things they see in videos that are just unrealistic and probably not actually happening the way that it's being shown to you. There's some sort of imagery manipulation. So some of it's real, some of it's not. But it just, I can't find a good reason for it to even exist. But, you know, if you're an adult and that's what you want to do, knock yourself out. But children, as a hell no. So, Lisa, how can people find out more? I have 1 minute left.
Yes, on our website, insexualexploitation.org, you can find out all about this case on our blog. Read all about it there at the National Center on Sexual Exploitation website.
Just remember NCOS, and it'll take you to it. Lisa Thompson, Vice President of Research. The porn industry is actually suing so that you can't stop your kids from watching porn. Crazy.
Right.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.